Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition to SNM Radio. I'm your host, Max, and as always, we got the beautiful and luscious Sasha up in here. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
That's good, that's good. We are doing number two for the subject, dating in your late 30s and beyond.
So,
one of the questions I had, I know a lot of, since you're one, maybe you can answer this question for me. Is that
I don't know. I'll try.
Okay. When it comes to dating, okay, let's say you've been dating somebody for 3-4 years.
Okay.
And you break up.
Mm-hmm.
How long should you wait before you start dating again?
Oh gosh. I personally feel that you should at least wait 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You should wait at least 6 months before you start dating somebody else.
Why is that?
Well, because I know the old adage is the way to get over another man is to get underneath, a new man. But you know, especially if you've been in a relationship for 3-4, now if you just casual, but like you said, 3-4 years. That's a lot of baggage that you've acquired over some time in that relationship. I'm not saying that it ended badly or you know, but obviously something happened where the two of you are not together anymore, right?
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I think people should take time out to heal themselves, deal with some stuff, and give yourself at least 6 months before you get back out there.
Now, I know a lot of, I don't know if you have girlfriends that did this, or once your friend breaks up, they'll give you maybe about 2-3 weeks to get over it, stop crying, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, come on, girl, we got to get back out here. We got about to go hit this club and have a good time because you ain't had a good time in a couple of weeks. We tired you sitting up here crying and feeling down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, should you do that?
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with getting up, going back out. I mean, because you go back out, I don't necessarily, because you go out to a club or something,
mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily take that to mean that you're going out to find a man.
But see, to me, it's like,
you just going out with your friends.
Yeah, but see, to me, when a girl says that, it's kind of like you're going to get your, you know, not just put on your freaking dress, you can put your nasty dress on.
Yeah.
We're going to go to that club, the same club where you met that ignorant nigga at, and we're going to flaunt your stuff and hoping he's there. So, see all this right here?
Yeah, I mean,
right here.
Exactly, yeah. And I personally don't see anything wrong with that. Let him, you know, let him look. Like, just because you broke up with me, dude, don't mean I done fell off. I done sit up here and just, you know, look like the dog ain't me.
But see, to me,
that's an ego thing.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, when you do that, the first nigga that walks up to you and says, hey, girl, what's up, sexy? You're going to be like, oh.
Well, see, that's when your friends, that's when you need to have good friends that are like, we're going to take you out, but they got your back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to let you get too drunk. They're not going to let you go out here and wind up underneath the first dude that look at you cross-eyed and say, what's up, girl? Damn. You know, you just, that's your friends to get you back out there and say, okay, come on, let's have a good time. Let's go out. There are people that do it to go out and, you know, like I said, the best way you got some friends, the best way to get over an old man, get underneath a new one.
But to me, the line in the seat you're going to easily fall for, because you're going to be like, well, I'm going to get this man right here and give him my number. But, and your friends are going to be looking at you like, yeah, go ahead, girl, jump back in the saddle. You need it. You know, you've been getting it for X amount of time now, just going to stop. You need to get some to get you over that hump to get over here. But now you get over that hump from him, now you're sitting there like, oh, damn, now you're going to start catching feelings, because now he calls you up every single day and say, hey, good morning, call you up every single night, say, hey, have a good night. Next thing you know, y'all going out here dating, he treats you well, and next thing you know, he giving up the dick. It's kind of like, oh, girl, let me tell you about this nigga here. He made me come 5 times. I squirted cream. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now you're falling in love. All within a month or two.
Okay. Because, I mean, I was in a relationship, and me and dude broke up. And my friends, they came around. They were like, come on, let's get out, you know. But I wasn't sitting around looking ugly, crying, not getting my hair done. It just wasn't me, you know. And we went out. I went to a few bar, restaurant type of situations with my girlfriend. But like I said, for me and my friends, it wasn't that type of situation where they're trying to help me to get back in the saddle. It was just, you've been in the house, you know, girl, don't worry about that Negro. Whatever, let's go out, have a few drinks, have some dinner, chill out with your girlfriends. I mean, that's what we did.
Uh-huh.
So I personally haven't experienced what you're talking about in that sense. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, my friends, they had my back.
They had sense.
They had my back. I will say it like that. They had my back. It wasn't, yeah, girl, you need to get you a new man, get some new bitch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like that. We just went out, had a good time, drunk some drinks, got a little toasted, and went on back. I went on our way. We came back to my apartment with Miles, and, you know, the party continued because we had plans. You know, they came together for me to get over this asshole, and we had an adult sleepover, girls' night. You know, that's what we did. We chilled out. We went to Atlanta, got drunk, and we came back to the house, and we just... We had a waiting to exhale moment.
Oh, so y'all had a we hate dick moment.
No. No, because my friend was, like, two of my friends at the time, one was married, one was engaged to be married. It was just, we had a good time together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a sleepover, and then that Saturday, we got up and went to brunch and did a little shopping, got our nails done. I mean, it was just a good weekend. That helped me to get my mind off of dickhead.
Uh-huh.
And because, my friends had my back. It wasn't like they taking me out here to allow some of the leech to leak the smell my my desperation or my, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They, and I hate to say it like that, but you a man, you know that some men can smell desperation on a woman. And
mm-hmm.
they play that, you know, they play that role.
Like dropping blood in a shark tank.
Exactly. You know, they can, some of y'all can look at a woman and be like, oh yeah, she wrong, but let me slide on up in there and, I can get a little something off of that. Whether it be ass, or money, a place to live, or all of the above. Ass, money, place to live, drive her car, and something to eat. And so they protected me from that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you have, like I said, that's when you need to have good friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to put you back out there in the shark tank, knowing that you ain't nothing but a little minnow and you got piranha around that want to pick that bone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what I think. I think if to get back in a dating thing, give yourself at least 4 or 6 months. And I mean, because if he's out there, if someone else is better out there, then he's going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself some time to do what you want to do. I can't stand you.
What? I'm just saying.
Stop giving me that old fish eye look.
All right, now. You know, maybe mute my question. Okay.
Yeah, it was about to be some bullshit. I can already tell.
No, it wasn't. No.
You looking like the cat from Alice in Wonderland. That's what you look like.
I had a thought, but then I was listening to you, and it's like, oh man, I lost my thought. Okay.
Yeah, you were picking at me.
Well, let's just say when you get out of a relationship, you get into a new relationship. How long should you wait to have sex?
I think that just depends. I don't think if you meet him today, if y'all met up today, you don't need to be fucking today. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, do Steve Harvey 90-day rule. Don't give up the cookie. No. I feel like that's a personal thing for two people. Because some people can come together, have a one-night stand, and it can evolve into something more. But me personally, at least for me, it is 90 days. That's just my thing. For
that's
me.
Simple.
It's like, what's the simple?
90-day rule, because now it's a day.
It's not a 90. I don't have a 90-day rule.
Even it's a 90-day
but
day
90
or
day. I just feel like for me,
what, detox
you got to have, I need to be dating you for at least 3 months before I drop the trial.
But even this, to me, it's like that 90-day rule would have been good, you know, before the age of the internet.
Because
now you have to actually get dressed, go out. Sorry about that. We had technical difficulties here. So,
you know what it was.
Yeah.
POS. Metro POS. Metro POS has struck again. But anyway, well, we were supposed to be talking about are men intimidated by women?
No.
You don't think men are intimidated by women? Why do you say that? Why do you think that we think y'all are intimidated by.
Because you think that, let's just say you working at the post office.
Okay.
You're going to get a pension, you got good insurance, you got a good job getting paid well.
Okay.
Now, here we are, we over here flipping burgers at McDonald's.
Okay.
We already know without your leave.
Uh-huh.
So if we're together, I'm working at McDonald's, and then you going and you're working, let's just say, at a gas station, and then you finally, the application you put in at the post office goes through and you get hired,
mm-hmm.
you're going to jump from making $10 an hour for probably making, you know, $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be looking at you like, well, damn, you know.
You're not on the same playing field.
Right. Because she gonna wanna say she might want to go on a trip that costs, you know, $400. I'm sitting here like, I can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Or she may say, well, oh, I wanna go here to eat, but I can't afford that. So when we see you, but oh, where you work at? Oh, I work at the post office. Where you work at? Oh, I work at McDonald's. Kind of like, well, you know, I'm out to leave. Because you're looking for that brother that's making at the same amount as you or a little bit more. Because here I am, I'm making 10, you making twice as much as me. I can't keep
so
up with you.
So that's not that's what you're saying is more of I'm out of your league than the simple fact that, oh, you know, you got. Here you are, you got a nice job, you got a nice car, and you buying a home, so what do you need me for?
No, not what you need me for, is that...
I've heard some men say that, though.
Yeah.
What do you need a man for?
I
had an idiot say that to me. Like, you got a good
that's
job.
That's insecurity.
Well, but if you're insecure... If you're having some sort of insecurity about something, about a woman that you're trying to be with or want to be with or with, and you feel that way, with those insecurities, does that not come with some form of intimidation?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like, okay, now, you know, his pride is some men's pride is not gonna get hurt if their women start making more money than that.
Okay.
Like me, if you can hit the lottery or get a job that's paying $30 an hour, I ain't gonna be intimidated. Cause I'm like, hey, okay, what's our next move? That's my thing. What's our next move?
Okay.
Well, some men be like, well, she making more than me. It's not intimidation. It's kind of like, well, I'm not in her league. It's kind of like Oprah dating a broke man.
Mm-hmm.
So Oprah dating a broke man is kind of like, okay, she going off the pier for fashion week, but he can't go. She's going to have to pay for him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, hey, I'm having a dinner party with all these big-time executives, but I don't know what fork to use when I go to eat at their dinner party. I don't own a tuxedo. I don't even own a good suit. So why am I going to stay in this relationship when I won't say a hindrance, but I'm not in your same ballpark that you're used to dealing with?
Okay, but isn't that intimidation? I mean,
no.
That can be, I think you can use the word interchangeably.
It's not, to me, it's not that. It's that you already know who's
so like
your league and who's out your league.
So a blue-collar brother, you know, in Atlanta, you got a lot of women. They work at they're executives working at Coca-Cola, CNN. You know, it's a lot of women in Atlanta that are well off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do well for themselves. So... in that they date a guy that is quote unquote blue collar,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't want to really, you know. Would he not? So you're saying that's more of, oh, because I'm blue collar and you're white collar, I'm out of your league, and not the simple fact that, you know, she's a high powered executive, you know, and with that high powered executive job is how she carries herself. You know,
mm-hmm.
like the boss, she's
mm-hmm.
a boss chick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think some men would feel intimidated. I get what you're saying, but I'm just trying to
yeah.
see, like, I understand, yeah, it's because I've heard some men say in conversation that they have been intimidated or feel intimidated by women because they feel like she's out of their league. That
yeah,
makes
because,
sense.
Yeah, because...
And that's the point that I was trying to make.
Yeah, but see, insecurity is... They're not insecure, but it's kind of like... when you're used to one thing, and here come along another, the woman you used to date, and be like, you know, when we going to get some chicken?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all ghetto-like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you used to dealing with the ghetto-type chick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go over here, and you meet this other woman, yeah, she might be, you know... at the grocery store in some I won't say a bummy outfit, but some sweat suit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she just ran in and picked a couple of things out for her household.
Yeah.
Okay, now you thinking, oh, she wanted me. And so you really get to talking to her, kinda like, well, damn, you know, she an executive.
Mm-hmm.
She drives a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
She already got a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
And here I come. I don't have half the stuff that she got.
Mm-hmm.
I got a good job. Yeah, I'm working over here, you know, doing construction.
Mm-hmm.
But I still know how to carry myself in her presence because I'm used to, you know, being around niggas and hood rats.
Oh, my.
It's a different situation. So when you go over here and you go out to say she used to be where you're at, but she done stepped up in the world. You go to TGI Friday. Okay, she doesn't put her hand on her elbows on the table. She put her hands on the table.
Well, her hands in her lap.
Well, yeah, on her lap or on her table, like, you know, cross in front of her like that.
Put them in the lap.
Okay, either one. But here you come. You got both elbows on the table looking at her, talking to her. And it's kind of like, you know, she might be looking at you like, please put the... take your arms off the table. You know, and it's kind of like, oh, yeah, sorry about that.
I like my elbows on the table. Well, I had a guy I met, and I didn't bring a lot of people to my home,
mm-hmm.
but we had went out once or twice, and so he wasn't from my area. And I said, I'll cook dinner for you. So I let him come to my house,
mm-hmm.
and I cooked dinner, right? So when he got here, I don't know what he was expecting, right? I didn't say I own my home. I didn't say anything. I just said I live on my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't say how I got the house. I didn't say any of that. And so when he came here, Alan said, where you live at? And I gave him the address, and he was like, oh, okay. And then he's like, oh, I got lost. I said, where are you? Blah, blah, blah. And finally, he's like, damn, you in suburbia. And I said, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. So he got here, dinner at the dining room table. I have a dining room table.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I turned the chandelier on, blah, blah, blah. It was a nice little setup, you know. Yeah, chandelier, turn, set the mood. And so he was here. And about 30, 40 minutes, we've eaten, because I did courses. Salad course, main course, we working on dessert. I told him, I know how to do that. Oh, I want to see. I ain't never had a woman do that. I ain't never had a woman do no courses. I'm like, I know how to do that. So I showed him how to do courses. And he was a blue collar brother. He had a job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He did, he worked at the water department.
Mm-hmm.
So dinner ended. And I said, would you like to go to the living room and we can have drinks and talk? Well, he said he had to leave. I said, okay. So he left, and I didn't hear anything else from him. So I called him, like, 2 days later or something. And I'm like, hey, what's up? And to make a long story short, his thing was, I didn't know you lived out there like that. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't know you was living like that. So what did you think? Like, I told you I had a home, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but I didn't think it was, damn, your house fully furnished. And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, like, I ain't never been to a woman house. Like, you got, what's that shit that you serve the food on? I said, my china? Yeah. China? I'm like, yeah.
He wasn't used to that, so it kind of like.
And what he said to me, he said, you got a nice job? I said, yeah. And you got a house? I said, yeah. And, you know, you got a nice car? I said, yeah. Shit, I can't get enough for you. That's too much for me. I don't know how to deal with that. I can't talk to you. I'm like,
because you're going to hold him at a high standard. That's just him being him. Because right now, he's looking at you as a 10. He's looking at himself as being like a 4. So a 5 the most. It's kind of like, well, damn, I got to live up to her standards now. She's serving stuff on platters and using china. I know what it looks like, how nice it looks. But I already know she's going to tell me, well, let's go here and, you know, to this nice restaurant. I'm not going to know what fork to use. I'm a type of nigga to eat they chicken with their finger and not with a fork.
We went to a nice restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, he said, pick a restaurant. I picked the most expensive restaurant in Atlanta, but it was a nice restaurant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Shark Bar, which was kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Shark Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we went to because they, you know, they had a show. It was like a dinner and a show
mm-hmm.
at the same time. And it was like, oh. So he get in the Shark Bar, he's like, damn, they got linen, what is this? This is a linen tablecloth, you know? But, and like, he's not talking to me, please. My friend, my best friend, she told me, she said, did you fuck him up? Like, he ain't got to do with you. You blew his mind. Did you really put him at the dining room table and give him shit on China? I said, yeah, which China did you use? Because I know, bitch, you got China. I seen it. I said, you know the ones with the gold around? He's like, oh, nah, ho. He couldn't do nothing with that. He didn't know what to do with that.
Exactly. He used to that. He used some hood right about come on in and a dining table in the kitchen. No little box table, you know.
Well, he said, you know, that he said, and then he later emailed me talking about, oh, well, you know, I found you kind of intimidating and that kind of living you live in, that's intimidating to me. I don't like that.
To a higher standard, which he ain't know nothing about.
I could have told him.
Yeah, you could have told him, but it don't mean that
he won't learn.
Exactly. It's kind of like the episode of, what's that guy? He was a delivery guy. He was on security mall security. What's his name? What's that?
Kevin James.
Yeah, King and Queen.
Yeah.
All right, now he used to work for his place like almost like the UPS.
Mhm.
And the management position came up.
Mhm.
And his wife was like, "Yeah, go ahead, go for it."
Yeah, because she worked in the law firm.
Right.
Mhm.
But at the end, he didn't put an application because he said he enjoyed what he does. He's a people person. He likes going out there and meeting people and delivering packages.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to change.
Okay.
He wasn't intimidated by the job or her as he worked at the
office.
No, he wasn't.
He was intimidated by by what it required of him to do that job.
Yeah,
for me, that's a form of when you don't have the ability to look past where you are and see something better, to me, that's a form of intimidation.
To me, it's not because he was like, I like what I do. He would have been sitting at his desk telling people what to do.
Yeah.
Instead of jumping in his truck, and being free and saying, okay, my next delivery is here. Just go there and drop it off. Hey, hi, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. He's the package, Mrs. So-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's not going to get that. He's just going to be sitting at his desk and okay, John, he's going to be doing Route 5, and Larry, he's going to be doing Route 22.
But with life, there comes that where you, it comes at, if you don't evolve and do better than where you are,
mm-hmm.
you become stagnant. You know, you may be unaccustomed and strange to you now, but it does not have to be because you're willing to embrace it. It's just like I always say to you, it's the experience
mm-hmm.
of the situation.
And sometimes with the
experience,
you can't go back and unexperience it because if something went bad or you didn't like it. It's kind of like, well, damn,
when we went to Copeland.
To where?
Copeland. Last year for my birthday.
That right there, the food was good.
Mm-mm.
It was good. It was actually, let me rephrase it. It was edible. It wasn't like, oh, this is the first toast is burnt. Okay.
Mm-mm.
But it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the way it was set up, that's what I didn't like about it.
Yeah, I can't ever experience.
Exactly. So that's like Kevin James. He can't, if he would have took that management position, he can't just go jumping back on a truck.
No. But change is good. I mean, moving from one place to another is something that you have to do, I think. But, yeah, he told me that. But, you know, everything works out. But that's why I stopped inviting people.
He was using my hood, right?
My friend was like, don't let nobody else come over there. No matter how much they say, hey, girl, where you live? Just say, oh, I'm doing all right. I'm making it. No, because that's a good way of eliminating those that just, what do we call them? Eliminate those boll weevils. This is her thing. She said boll weevils. I had to say, what the hell is a boll weevil? It's a big old bug that lives inside of the cotton plant. They burrow down into the cotton plant, into the cotton, they're like a beetle, and they burrow down into the plant and kill it. Okay, now that's some country shit right there.
that's the test that you want to put out there.
And that's what she said. She's like, it will eliminate a lot, because if you tell them, you know, like, she told me, that. That's what I said. This dude keep on asking what the hell I live or what I do. He said, well, you got a reason. Well, I told him, I said, I gotta tell you the truth. I live with a couple of people. I thought that was going to be like, pew, right?
Mm-hmm.
This Negro says, oh, shit, I do too, girl.
See? We got something in common.
Exactly.
If you want to say, I got my own, it's like, well, damn, okay. Let me see what her own means by that.
Yeah.
And she's living in a project. Okay, that's good, too. We still got something in common.
Yep.
Even though she's living by herself.
Yep.
Well, she's living all well and good by herself, kind of like, well, damn. She living
where you live at in that part of town? I was like, on the west side. What happened on the west side? You probably don't really know it. Yeah, I said, oh, I live in suburbia. You just keep on going. I live right across your valley. Oh,
yes, I'm looking at you like, I can't eat with my mouth open.
Damn, let me get out there and see what that is. For real?
When you broke out the chair, it's kind of like, no. I thought we were going to be eating off a paper plate and plastic cup. He's probably looking at you. He's like, damn, that's probably real gold.
And the wine glass. Yeah, he was like, you just blew his mind. He was just done.
And courses, shoot.
Did you get courses? Yeah. I did a salad, and then I did the main course. Girl, no. Now you didn't do that. Oh, yeah. Girl. So steady when she said, bitch, please.
So she already know, well, damn. If that was an average female, she would have had a salad, but everything else would have been on one plate. Even the dessert. Sweet potato pie or peach cobbler.
I made a cake. Some chocolate drizzle.
Okay, that was the appetizer. We're gonna do the main course now. Then we need to
What did he like?